Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf in Meseches Shkolim is Dalid. We're actually going to pick up in Mishnah Halacha Dalid. We are up to the 446 daf in Shas. Let us begin the next Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom on daf Dalid Amid Aleph. We're going to continue on with the topic of the previous Mishnah about Nashim Avadim and Ketanim not being Chayiv in Shkolim. Our Mishnah will add that if they decide to give on their own, then that would be acceptable. That is differentiated with a Nachri and a Kusi, that we're there, we do not accept from them. The Mishnah will then give us a rule, who we would accept from voluntarily, and who we will not. Then there is an extra amount of the shekel, like a processing fee, that is described in the Mishnah on the top of Dalet Amid Aleph, an important word that you'll see in other places in Shas, that is the kalbon. And the Mishnah will tell us about the Kalbon. Then the Gemara will discuss, since it mentions that we don't accept from a Nachri, different halachos in regards to a Nachri. That will be the discussion of our Gemara. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud will get involved in Hilchos Erechin. And finally, on Amud Beis, we will discuss the halachos of the Kalbon. So let's begin 10 lines from the bottom, Halacha Dalet. The Mishnah, Afal Bisha Amru Ein Mimashkinin, Noshim Va'avodim Uktanim, even though we learned that we don't force women, servants, and Ktanim to give a shekel, Aval Im Shaklu Mikablin Miyodan. If they decide that they want to give a shekel, so then we accept it from their hands. In contrast, Hanachri Va'akusi Shishaklu Ein Mikablin Mehen. When it comes to Hanachri and Akusi, there we do not accept their voluntary donation. The Mishnah will explain in a moment why. Ein mekablim miyodam kanei zavim v'kanei zavos v'kanei yoldos v'chatos v'ashamos. Similarly, if they decide on their own to bring a carbon for zav or zava, or the birds for a yoladas, or chatos and ashamos, they're not accepted from a Gentile. A Gentile can give a neder, to the Beis HaMikdash, however, he cannot recreate the chiyuvim that Yisrael has. Zeh klal. When it comes to a goy, we have the following rule. Kol shenidav v'nidav, anything that is a neder or an adava for the mizbeach, mikablu miyodan. Then we're mikabel it from their hands. Like, olot shlamim minachos, ofos minachos, levona, even carbon 18, that's described in the end of minachos. Kol she'eno nidav v'nidav. But what if it's not a classic neder and adava? Even if it's going for the beda kabayis, ein mikablu miyodan, that we don't accept from the Gentiles. V'chem b'furish al yidei Ezra. And this is explicit in the pasuk in Ezra and Perek Dalet. Shenemar lo lachem v'lanu livnos beis elokeinu. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't built equally for both of us. In other words, it was primarily the use of for Klal Yisrael. Hence, they sent back to the Goyim that wanted to donate the Bedek HaBayis for the upkeep of the Beis Bedek HaBayis, that would not be accepted. It's interesting. The Goyim are allowed to send karbonos. We allow them to be mishtatef, but that they should feel that they're part of the building of it and the maintenance of it, that we would not accept. We put a period here. We begin Dalet Amid Aleph, next part of the Mishnah. Ve'elu shechayovin bekalbon. And these are the people who are chayiv in a kalbon. A kalbon, as we said in the introduction, is something like a processing fee. Rashi in Bechoros and Afnun Vav Amibiyaz gives two reasons. Number one, since it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, maybe we should be afraid that it's not the appropriate amount, and therefore that you have given in the appropriate weight, and therefore add a little bit more. Others say that since ultimately the machzis hashekel is a small amount of money, and it'll be exchanged for larger valued coins, in such a case, the price of exchange is being expressed in the kalbon. We all know that when you come here to Eretz Yisrael, you lose a little bit of money on the exchange, as well as when almost you change into any currency, you'll lose a little bit on the exchange. So similarly to using the exchange, there's this processing fee. Levim Yisraelim v'gerim v'avadim v'shukram. The ones who are chayiv on it, Levim Yisraelim, and converts and servants who are freed, avolo, kohanim v'noshim v'avadim uktanim. But not kohanim, women, servants, and children. We pointed out, we had a machlokes yesterday in the Mishnah where the kohanim are chayiv altogether. Noshim v'avadim uktanim are clearly not. But here, when it comes to the kalbon, so there, kohanim don't have to pay that processing fee. Hashoka ayde koin ayde isha ayde eved ayde katan potur. Someone who gives for a woman and the above, who are normally potur, they don't have to pay. It's not a din in the person coming to the shulchan that if he's a man, he gives a kalbon. Rather, it depends who he represents. So let's say he's doing for himself and his wife, so he gives a kalbon on himself. Then, in such a case, he doesn't give a kalbon, though, on his wife. Vim sheikal al yodo vayidei chavero, chayiv bekalbon echad. On the other hand, if you do the shekel in one swoop for you and your friend at once, then you're chayiv only one kalbon. Here we have a machlokes. Rabbi Meir amar shtei kalbonos. Obviously, the machlokes is whether the kalbon is a processing fee for the transaction, or it's a fee that is attached onto every single pidyon of the machzis hashekel. Hanoisin sela v'noitel shekel chayiv shnei kalbonos. Somebody gives a sela that is two halves of a shekel, and he gets change. So here is a fascinating halacha. He has to pay two kalbonos. Only with the Gemara will get understanding with that for that halacha. Hashoka l'idei oni v'alidei shcheino v'alidei ben iro. Somebody's giving for a per person or for his neighbor or for someone in his city. He doesn't have to add a kalbon because he's giving a present. And if you give a present, so then in such a case, a kalbon isn't added. However, v'im hilvin chayiv. However, if it was made up as an arrangement that they're going to return to him the money, so then it's going to be chayiv. Ha'achin ha'shutfin shechayovin bekalbon. Brothers and partners. How do you have brothers and partners? If their father had passed away and they divided the Yerusha, and then they became shutfim again, they joined together for the Yerusha. Shechayovin bekalbon, they are chayiv in a kalbon. And here we have an interesting dichotomy. However, pturim mimaiser behema. So shutfin are chayiv in bekalbon, even if they come together to redeem themselves. However, they're potter from behema, because asheye lecha atzchorim lashem, ye lecha chazal darshin in the pasuk in Shmos Yugimel, veloy shel shutfis shutfin marna chayiv. Ukishe chayiv in mimaiser behema. If, however, they did not divide their father's rishus, therefore they don't have a din of shutfim, and therefore they are just simply an extension of their father's estate, and the father's estate is chayiv b'maaser behema, then in such a case, p'turim min hakalbon, if the money that is being used from the estate is what's going to be their machzis hashekel, their potter from the kalbon, because it's considered as if their father was giving them a matana. V'kamahu kalbon, how much is this kalbon that we add to machzis shekel, moa kesef, that is 1/12 of a machzis hashekel, the Rebbe Meir, v'chacham ram chatzi ma, and that will come out 1/24 of a machzis hashekel. We learned in the beginning of our Mishnah, afal pisha amru, that even though we said women are pturos, nevertheless, if they decide to give, we accept them, says the Gemara, halotvoa ain't tovin. But, of course, we don't demand from them the chiyuv, asks the Gemara. But wait a second. In halacha gimel, hacha at amar, you don't force them. What's the mashmos? Over here in the previous Mishnah, hacha here is the previous Mishnah, halacha gimel, that we said that we don't force them, but it's mashma tovin. But you are toveya them. Hacha, but in our Mishnah at amar ain't tovin. From our Mishnah is mashma that you aren't tovin. Answers the Gemara, kambish evishtei saras, v'kambish lo evishtei saras. The same yesod that we had on yesterday's daf in regards to the ketanim. And that is, if we're dealing with a girl who's ready of two sa'aros, then you would ask her to pay the machzis hashekel, but you wouldn't force her. If it's less than two sa'aros, so then in such a case, we wouldn't even ask her. L'chura, I throw this out as a question. What seems to come out from our Gemara is, after the age of 20, you would even be mamashkinin a girl. Question is, why did the Mishnah not emphasize that? That's what it would seem. We continue on. Hanachri v'akusi. We learned that Nachri v'akusi, you don't even accept them. Amar Rebbe bo, tipoter, command Amar kusi kenachri. The assumption seems to be that the Kuthians are considered like a goyim. This is a big, big machloikis in Yevamis, as well as in the third parak of Ksubis. This is how I see Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains it as well in his Pirush on the Yerushalmi, whether kusim are geirei emes or geirei arayos. That was the story of Gentiles that were brought from the outside in Melachim Yud Zayin, and they settled in the Shamron. And then there were lions that came to kick them out, and the Kusim decided to convert. So we have a machlokes whether they Geri Emes or Geri Arayis. Back into our Gemara. So we're assuming over here, Kaman Namar Kusi Nachri. Ispalgun, because we have this machlokes. Kusi Kinachri Dire Rebbe. Rebbe is of the opinion that a Kusi is like a Nachri. B'shem Gamliel Omer Kusi Yisrael L'chol Dover. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is assuming that Kusi is Yisrael. So it sounds like from our Mishnah that we're assuming that Kusi is an Achrim. Amar Belazim Asnisim bin Achrim. Habekusim lo. Our Mishnah wasn't talking about Nachrim, was only talking about Kusim. Vitani Kane. We even learned this in a Brisa. There's a Brisa that says, when the Pasuk says, Adam Kiakru Mikem Karban Lashem, Adam L'Rabos Asakerim, Mikem L'Hotzi Asamurim, and Kusim are not considered Mumarim. Mumarim are people who reject Kol HaTarikula. And Rebbe Lazar argues that according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, never was a Kusi excluded from Dine Mitzvahs. The Gemara asks, Masnisa Pligal Rebbe Lazar. At the end of the day, Rebbe Lazar seems to be difficult from the Hemshech of our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Ein mikablam miyadam kane zavim vizavas kane yolados. We don't accept from the Gentiles birth for zavim vizavas or yolados. V'chiyesh kan zavim vizavas binachrim. Is there a case of zavim vizavas binachrim? The halacha is that it only applies to Bnei Yisrael. The Torah Kedosha says, Dafka Bnei Yisrael Vayikra Tezvav, that talks about the halachos of Zavim Mizavas. And the Gemara Nida on Daf Lamed Dalet Darshins Yisrael Velo Akum. Must be Ela Reisha Binachrim. Must be that according to Rebbe Lazar, you're going to learn, you're going to have to be Matchik the Mishnah, that the Reisha is talking about only Goyim. And the Seifa is talking only about Kusim. That is very, very difficult. That they're going to be talking about two different concepts. And the Gemara answers, Eina Chanami. Maybe you'll say that. Reisha binachrim, v'seifa b'kusim. You're going to have to learn, according to this opinion, that the Reisha was talking about a Nachri, and not a Kusi. And the Seifa was talking about, specifically, a Kusi. Now, if you held that Kusim were Geirei Arayos, so then, in such a case, maybe you would have understood, this is what that seems you have to say in the Gemara, that the Chiddush was coming to tell us that Kusim aren't mitame, but Goyim would have been a Davar Pashut. If, however, you say that Kusim are Geri Emes, so then you have to say that the Reisha is coming to tell us Goyim, and the Seifa is coming to tell us Kusim. That's what the Gemara says. Keinu Reisha benachrim v'Seifa b'Kusim. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught us, B'tchila ein mikabla mehen, in the beginning, when they began to build the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara in Erech Hanan Daf Vav tells us that they would, the Goyim used to bring large pieces of steel, an amma by an amma, and it was used for the roof. Lo davar mesuyim. They attempted to bring it, but it wasn't accepted from him. If it's a davar mesuyim, then it would be associated with the Goy, and if it would be associated with the Goy, then it would be a gnai for Klal Yisrael to be mekabel that. V'lo davar she'enem mesuyim. And even things that are not clear, like for example water and salt, that also was not accepted from them. Lest that it be said that the Beis HaMikdash be built by the Nachrim. However, u'basov, in the end, mekabel mem davar she'enem mesuyim, they would accept from them things that are not directly ascribed to the Gentile. Ve'em mekabel mem davar mesuyim. But if they could point, this was donated by this guy, then they would not be mekabelot. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Bein Mitchila Bein Mesayfei Mekabelam Lo Davar Mesuyim Lo Davar She'en Mesuyim. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that both in the beginning and the end, they were not mekabel Davar Mesuyim, as well as Davar She'en Mesuyim. Masnisin Pligyal Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah seems to be in disagreement with Rabbi Yochanan. Because what did we learn in our Mishnah? That we're not mekabel from them at all, those things that are part of Bedek HaBayis. Now, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta, not our Mishnah. Ein mekabel mehen hegdish u'nedavel of Bedek HaBayis, that you're not mekabel from them at all. Pasur lo, Rabbi Yochanan will answer, bein b'tchila bein basov, uvelvad dover mesuyim, that we're talking about specifically a case in where it was a dover mesuyim, as opposed to any type of donation. So here, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a dover mesuyim we will not accept. Now the Gemara goes back to the Shita of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Amar Bein Betchil Bein Mesalei Mekam Lem Lo Dover Mesuyim for Lo Dover Einu Mesuyim. Now the Gemara asks, Masnisan Pligya Reb Shim Ben Lakish. Detani, not our mission over here, but again, this is an Erechin on Daf Hei Amid Beis, where we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether a Nachri can donate someone else's value, or his value could be donated to the Beis HaMikdash. However, over there on Hamad Beis, they add, Hakol Shavin, Shehein Nodrin Vinidarim, that they have the ability to give their own value or the value of another Jew as a neder, so then we're mekabelit. So what do we see? That we are mekabel for them. So that's a kashan Reish Lakish. Pasar la, Rabbi Shlakish will answer it. What does it mean, Nodrin? Ola, in regards to bringing a carbon Ola, that we had said in our Mishnah that that could be done. The Gemara asks on this Kasha, Nicha, that works, Nodrin Ola. That if the Goy says that he's bringing carbon Ola, then I understand that would fit in the word Nodrin. However, Nidarin Ola, does that make sense? The word Nidarin for Ola? Nidarin means that something that Yisrael is, or his value, or he's bringing a carbon. But Nidarin Ola, what would Nidarin Ola mean? I understand Nodrin Ola, that he's deciding on himself. But Nidarin is based on somebody else. Ela, what is the pshat of Nidarin? Kishama Yisrael Harei Ola Ayla. That Yisrael said Harei Olai Ola. And Vishama Nachri. Va'amar, when he says Nidarin, what he's saying, Mash Amar Zeh, Olai, with this person, I'm taking on myself. Asks the Gemara, how could it possibly be that our Mishnah had said that a guy could bring a carbon, in other words, that he could send a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash? What would come out is ve'eino mevi imo nisachim. He wouldn't be able to bring the nisachim, the libations, with it. Umoser nisachim lo l'kli shareis inan. The leftover nisachim were placed in a kli shareis. And what would happen would be, Nimtza, the guy will bring a keli. Maybe Davar Mesuyim will bring it in a keli, and a keli is a Davar Mesuyim. Is it Rabbi Yossi Barabon? Rabbi Yossi Barabon answered to this question with a Jewish style, another question. V'hataninan, we learn Ne'erachin V'arachin. According to Rabbi Meir, a guy is Ne'erachin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'arichin. Ne'erachin means he gives his value. Ma'arichin means he gives the value of a Yisrael. We could ask, Arachin lo levedek habayis inon? Isn't that given to the vedek habayis? And that might be a davar mesuyam. Here the Mefarshim explain that we must be assuming that when you donate something that's automatically going to be bought for a davar mesuyam, it's considered as if he's giving a davar mesuyam. So what's the answer to that question, says Rabbi Yossi Barabon? Heich madat amar tamon, just like you're going to answer over there. L'shamayim hu miskavein, that he, the guy, is mechavein stam l'shamayim. Umeilein hein bon lebedek habayis, and we decide to use it for the bedek habayis. Kenat amar afacha. So too over here, you would say that the reason why he's able to bring this libation in a kli, which could be considered a davra muslim, afachal shamayim hu miskavein, umeilein hein bon, he doesn't have in mind necessarily to give this as a donation lebedek habayis, but rather we decide on our own what to do with this. Asks the Gemara, but what about all this according to Rav Shimon ben Lakish? Mal avid lo Rav Shimon ben Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, who holds that you can't even accept a eino mesuyam, we've only given an answer to say we consider it, since it's l'shamayim, it's considered eino mesuyam. But according to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, you can't even accept an eino mesuyam. Pasar la, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish will answer. Pasuk in Ezra says, lo lachem v'lanu livnos beis elokeinu, that if it's going dafka for bedek habayis, then it's asur lefoer beis elokeinu. But over here, as we said above, that he's just giving it lekvod shamayim, then in such a case, even Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish would be moda, it would be acceptable. The Gemara now goes even further, that we're not mikabel for tzorchei o'ir Yerushalayim, Reb Chizki, Amar Reb Simon, shal me'ata, ein mikabel mehem le'em asaymayim, ulechom o'seir u'migdol seha. Al shame, the pasuk in Nehemiah says, "V'lachem ein chelek," and you will not have a chelek. That pasuk is not only talking about the Beis Hamikdash, but rather is even keep talking about the upkeep of Yerushalayim. Tani elu chayavim bekalbon. These are chayavim bekalbon, and only one kalbon. Kalbon echad. Who are those? We learned in our mission, we had a machlokis between Rabbi Meir and the Tanakama, if he was shokal al yodav al yidei chaver, if he's redeeming himself, whether and his friend at once, whether it's two kalbonos or not. Now, according to most, I see Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita also takes out this whole line, Elu Chayavim Bekalbon, up until Masnisa de Rebbe Meir, we take all of that out. Masnisa de Rebbe Meir, the Stam part of our Mishnah is like Rebbe Meir. The Amar Rebbe Meir, Kishem Sheshkolo Torah, Kach Kolabnu Torah. Just like there is a chiyuv to give a shekel min haTorah, so too there is a chiyuv to give a kalbon min haTorah. According to this girsa, we're not necessarily addressing the above part of the machlokis between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim, but rather this whole idea that there's a chiyuv kalbon fits with the stimas Rebbe Meir that holds that there's no difference between the chiyuv kalbon and the chiyuv of shekel. Kasava Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir held, Binosin shkolo shalem shuchayv bekalbon. Anytime you give a shekel shalem yuchayv in a kalbon, dabar imeir, kimim matpeh shalesh hotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitachas kisei kvodo, vehera lemoshe v'omer lo, ze yitnu, ke ze yitnu. In Chazal Darshan, ze yitnu v'ze yitnu, that it has to be exactly perfect like shalesh, and like we saw from Rashi in Bechoros, according to one opinion on Rashi Nunvav, that you have the kalbon to be mashlim that difference. That would actually make sense with the shita of Rebbe Meir that every single person has to give a kalbon. Whether you're redeeming yourself and your friend, for each shekel, you need to make sure that there is nothing missing. V'amevin yovin, according to Rashi's other explanation, Bechoros, that it's the exchange rate, so maybe it could be that the exchange rate depends on how many exchanges you're making. In other words, or as we said last time, the processing fee. So then in such a case, maybe the processing fee is actually for each transaction. Yesh lodun bazeh. We learned in our Mishnah, no sein sela lito shekel chayiv shnei kilbonos. This is a hard shita to understand in our Mishnah. We learned in Amud Aleph that if you give a sela, which is two halves of a shekel, and you take back change of a shekel, so then in such a case, you need to give two kalbonos. Amar Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar explained, "De Rebbe Meir, he that follows the opinion of Rebbe Meir." Rebbe Meir, Amar echad shekel shu nosem ve'echad shokel shu notel. Rebbe Meir is of the opinion that for every amount of shekel transaction, every half a shekel transaction, there is a chiyuv of a kalbon. Why Rebbe Meir says that you have to give a kalbon in both directions? The Karbon Eda gives his pshat. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that if the Vard is, as we said before, that we're worried about a exchange that is missing a little bit of money, so then in such a case he has to pay the difference both in terms of what he's giving Agdish as well as what he's taking back. Because if there's an error in either direction, he has to be machmir on himself. The Gemara just points out that that's exactly what we have a machlokis in a brisa about. Disanya elu chayavim bekalbon kalbon echad. Remeir omer shtei kalbonos. Remeir says that it has to be two kalbonos. Now the Gemara quotes Rav, who has a very interesting way of reading our Mishnah, which is not the Pashtus. Umar Rav. Rav says divrei akolhi, that our Mishnah is going according to everybody that says that if you get change, you have to pay a kalbon on that. Da'amar Rebbe Meir. Because he holds that Rebbe Meir holds that you have to give three kalbonos. And everybody agrees you have to get two. Where do you have this idea that you have to give three? Damar Rebbe Meir, echad shokel shu nosim, echad shokel shu notel. You give a kalbon on both of them. Ve'echad divrei Torah. And you also have to add a kalbon, not only for what you're giving and taking, but rather as someone who shokel machzis ha-shekel. Every time you give a machzis ha-shekel, automatically you have a chiyuv of kalbon. And then, because you're giving a sah and you're getting change, you have to add another two. Al daite de Rav, according to Rav, shlosha kalbonosin, and according to Rebbe Meir, you have three, and the Tana Kama holds, you have two. Also, Rebbe Yirmiyah, when Rebbe Yirmiyah came, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak b'shem Rav, shlosha kalbonosinon, echad shekel shunosim, echad shekel shunotel, ve'echad l'dvar Torah, that actually it's divided in this type of manner. We learned in our Mishnah, achin ve'ashutfin shechayavin b'kalbon, that brothers who became shutfim are chayavin b'kalbon u'pturim b'maiser behema, and they're exempt from maiser behema. And we explained that that was the case, as the Yerushalmi brings out now, b'shecholku v'chazor v'nishtatfin, that they divided the Yerusha, and then they were again mishtatev, in a case, in a case where they divided and then they became shutfim again, then the halacha is going to be different. So the way you read this is not an easy line in the Yerushalmi to read, that the Yerushalmi says that the above halacha is achin shashutfin, so then that was a case in where they did not divide the Yerusha, so then in such a case, the halacha is going to be different. So our Mishnah had told us the halacha where there was a shechoku v'chazer v'ishtatfu, so then in such a case, they're going to be chayiv b'kalbon and potter b'maisa behema. However, the next case of the Mishnah was b'shechoku v'chazer v'nishtatfu, if they divided and then they reorganized their shutfis, shechayovim b'maisa behema upturim min hakalbon, like the halacha of shutfim, it no longer is. Why? B'shelo chalku, because it was a case in which they didn't divide. If they didn't divide, so then they are chayiv v'maiser behema, as their father's estate. On the other hand, they're not shutfim, and it's considered as if they're giving the machzis hashekel straight from their father's estate, and therefore they're not chayiv in the kalbon. Rebbe Lazar, v'hein shechalku gidim k'neged tiyashim v'tiyashim k'neged gidim. That's only if they divided, that we said that the halacha is b'shechalku v'chazru v'nishtatfu. That was only talking about where they didn't divide equally, in the sense that they divided, one got goats, and the other got another type of goats, called tiyashim. That's when they did gedim k'neged tiyashim, tiyashim k'neged gedim. Aval m'chalku gedim k'neged gedim, tiyashim k'neged tiyashim, they divide everything equally. U'chelko mishar rishona, that's not considered chalku v'chazru v'nishtatfu. Then in such a case, all they're doing is dividing the Yerusha, and it has a din Yerusha, and not a din Kinyan, and it still has the status of a full-fledged Yerusha, no halacha of shutfim, and then in such a case, it has a din of lo chalku, and it's chayovim b'meiser, b'potur min hakalbon. U'chelko mishar rishona, it's considered as if they divided it only as a Yerusha, and not as shutfis. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu chalku gedim k'neged gim, tiyashim k'neged tiyashim, kilaku chosein. It's considered as if they bought from each other. Then, upturim min ha-meiser, the halacha would be their potter from meiser, in like the halacha of shutfim, kahu detaninan. It's like this that we learned. Over there in Bechoros, Taman over there, halakuach, someone who bought behemus, v'shenitin lo b'matana, potter mi meiser behema, then automatically they're potter from meiser behema. It does not have the halacha, already if they divide equally, does not have the halacha of the Yerusha, which is chayiv in meiser behema. Bezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Dalid in Masechet Shkolim.